Catholic College distributes free chest binders to co-eds who think they are male. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on February 5, 2019. A Catholic college in New York is offering free chest binders to allow female trans students identifying as males to flatten their breasts, the school's newspaper announced Monday. When someone who was born female later begins to identify as transgender or non-binary, their breasts are often something that seems uncontrollable when they attempt to present in a more masculine or gender-sick way, states an article in the Chronicle, the newspaper of the College of St. Rose in Albany. If someone doesn't bind their chest correctly, they can end up harming themselves in process. Sick, said Sam Raridan, a freshman at St. Rose who identifies as non-binary and one of the first students to receive a binder via their counselor. According to Raridan, proper chest binders for transgender students is a matter of college safety. Since trans/non-binary youth will often use things like an ACE bandage or several sports bras to make their breasts appear smaller, this can constrict breathing and become dangerous, the article states. Using the binder helps my battle with gender dysphoria. The first time I did it, I remember looking down at my chest and then into the mirror, feeling euphoria at how happy it made me feel. It helps me feel in control of my body, Raridan said. The Chronicle article says that a good quality chest binder can run $30. A lot of money for a teen, so offering them for free is important for students who are not out to their parents. The chest binder program took a lot of behind-the-scenes work, said Paulina Lunello, a staff member at the counseling center and one of the people involved in the distribution of the binders. According to the attentive folks at the College Fix, which broke the story, the College of St. Rose was founded in the early 20th century by the Sisters of St. Joseph of Carondelet to educate women, with a particular focus on professionally training teachers. St. Rose of Lima, for whom the school is named, was a 16th century nun known for her deep spirit of devotion and life of voluntary penance. Born to parents of Spanish descent in Lima, Peru, when South America was a missionary territory, Rose entered the Third Order of St. Dominic and later became the first canonized saint of the New World. Follow Thomas D. Williams on Twitter. Follow @WilliamsRome.